Alrighty, that was one of my very favorite songs by Mariah Carey, featuring Miguel, Beautiful. It's a great way to start off the day, thinking that you are beautiful, because we are all beautiful this way we are. I am DJ Risque, coming to you from Penguin Radio in San Rafael, at Dominican University of California. Today, my segment will be about coping on the court, all things basketball related, being a student athlete, family, coping with living in new places, new dorms, adapting to a new place specifically. But today I'd like to start off with a little bit of introduction and a little bit of why I am talking about coping on the court and what that means to me. So I am a transfer student and I began my journey from a junior college. Junior college is definitely different than being at a university, especially this beautiful, beautiful place, Dominican University, that I have been so blessed to attend. I am a junior here at Dominican, and so far it's been a very, very, very interesting journey, partly this class itself and being on the radio, talking to you guys now. It's pretty much a feat all in itself, but I'd like to begin. I'm a basketball player, and you know that is why I did decide to choose coping on the court. And I'd like to start by saying, you know, a big part of being an athlete, the most important part, is being a student. I wouldn't be here where I am. I wouldn't be on the court. I wouldn't be in the classroom. I wouldn't be anywhere if, you know, it's my grades and my education that has brought me to this point. Basketball is a big part and a big step in life, teaching me a lot of things that I needed to learn. But if I wouldn't have learned those things and if I wouldn't have stuck through in school, then I wouldn't have, you know, anything that I have now. And that's the most important part. But I do believe that school, I never, at a very, very, very early age, I never liked school. I mean, who can really say that they do like school? But I always struggled. I always had a hard time needing extra tutoring. And I never thought I'd be one of the kids that, you know, made it to a four-year university and, you know, was a part of something bigger than themselves. And I'm really, really grateful and blessed to be, you know, where I am today. But a big part of that is, you know, people around you and people supporting you. And the hardest part for me was, you know, learning not only to trust in the people around me, but to trust in myself. The biggest battle is, you know, trying to tell myself that, you know, I am meant to go to this school. I am supposed to, you know, be a bigger part of myself. I do want a degree. I do want to better myself, my education, my family, my fiance, my life. And that all comes from, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone and doing things that you've never done. And I believe that's a big part of education is, you know, we get scholarships or we find ways to attend schools. But what we have to realize is, you know, what is that doing for us? I feel like the biggest part of it is just learning how to adapt and to really learn to be comfortable with your environment, because when you get out of your comfort zone, that's when you're truly learning. And I feel like not even learning, but growing. And growth is the most important part of life. It's who we are going to be, who we want to be. What kind of person do you... You know, who do you want to look up to? Who do you want to look up to you? And for me, that's the biggest part of why I like to go to school and why I want to be a student, is I would love to be the first person in my family to get a bachelor's degree. I would love to be the first person in my family to be able to buy my mom a car that she never thought we'd be driving. That is what is so powerful in education for me, is that it's limitless possibilities that we can offer for ourselves and for our families, and not only offer them, but it's also inspiration for our siblings, our friends, our close relatives, our neighbors, anybody that, you know, has been a part of your life, or, you know, anything in your life, even said something negative to you to motivate you to be better. It's everybody, every step of the way is led to where you are now. That's why I'm so grateful for my experience. So I never, ever once imagined that I would be here sitting in a radio broadcasting room at college, one of the most beautiful places in California. It's a blessing when you sit back and you realize all the things that you can have and what you can do if you just apply yourself and work as hard as you can at all times. Is if you're not working your hardest and you're wasting your time, honestly, it makes no sense for anybody just to mull through life. You don't want to just be somebody who gets through. You should want to better yourself for everybody around you. And school is, I thought that's what school is about, is, you know, taking classes. And I got my general education degree, and for me that it was so hard just getting through the classes itself, and new professors and new tests and finding the best way to study. That's hard for somebody, and I feel like when you could give up, that's really when you have to remember why you started and what's important to you. I believe that, you know, no matter how hard things get, because things are always going to get hard, and then no matter how we're brought up, no matter what resources we have, there's always going to be a point in our lives when, you know, things are going to be hard, there are going to be bumps in the road. I mean, not everybody is always going to be on our side, but that is when we have to really look inside of ourselves and really, really know and be proud of who we are. When we know and when we are proud of who we are, that is when nobody else can take anything from us. And I truly believe that I bring that into school more than anything else. Well, other than being focused, but that's a totally separate story in itself. I love school and the opportunities that it brings forth to everybody. I wish that everybody had the opportunity and the resources to be able to go to college, but mostly you have to want to go to college, and you have to want to have a better life. And I'll make an example, just like religion and faith. You have to want to have it in your life. You can't have people throwing anything down your throat or throwing things in your face. It has to be something that you want, because how are you going to continue to do something if you don't want it? Of course, at the beginning of every new obstacle, every new life journey, every door that you close, every one that you open after, there's gonna be an adjustment period where we just have to learn to cope. We have to see everything around us and how are we best going to adapt to that, and what is going to make us more comfortable in our new homes. It's weird when you think about the sections in our lives that we go through. It's just it's incredible that when you step back and look at it, it's a very, very, very small part of our lives. And it's so hard not to get caught up in the cluster or the stress of, you know, new things happening and new people, new faces. But that is the most important time to really maybe reach out to people and get people on your side, especially at school, because you never know. It's when you're sitting there alone at lunch and wondering if anybody else was sitting there alone at lunch, maybe, I don't know, be that person to open up somebody else's doors, or, you know, make somebody else feel comfortable. And I feel like that's a big part of school, and being comfortable in your environment. If you can be comfortable with yourself and comfortable with people around you, that probably make your environment easier to live in for yourself. And I just, that big thing for me personally is, you know, adapting to my space. I come from somewhere where I was very comfortable. It's very hard to just, uproot your life for something that you know is going to be better for you, but in that time it is hard to grasp in your head that it's something that you've got to do, and it would be a very short amount of time, and but we're gonna push through, we're gonna make the best of it, we're gonna see every opportunity, talk to every professor, go to every event, I don't know, whatever events make you feel comfortable. For me that's basketball, and I find a great comfort that I've been brought to Dominican University to play and do something that I love, something that has always, you know, been my escape from adversity, or when I was feeling down, I would always grab a basketball and run away to the park. We all need to find those things for us, and I'm just very grateful that basketball has brought me to this point in my life where I really have the opportunity to be a better person, for my family, my mom, my wife. It's incredible to think about each day. Everybody we just work through, you know. There's people that work 9-to-5s, graveyard shifts, and we are reluctant enough to go to school in such a beautiful place and have a meal every day and be able to sleep. Well, if you can sleep, I'm sort of an insomniac, but we are working on that. That's what I feel like is most important, though, is know why you are doing the things that you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, why are you doing it? Why did you want to put yourself in a position to where you could be uncomfortable, miserable, and just for nothing? I feel like, I mean, for anybody in any situation, if something new comes up in our lives, obviously we're going to feel uncomfortable, or I'm not sure. We need to adapt, but we cannot shut down and panic. It has to be, you know, a collective effort from, you know, your friends. You need to make friends, first of all. It's probably one of the hardest parts, is going to somewhere new and having to try and trust people, trust somebody new. Maybe just give people a chance, you know, and that's another part of, you know, being a student, is reaching out to, you know, your classmates and ask them questions, ask your professors questions. I feel like that's the most important part, is if somebody can, you know, relate to you or think about something that you've said, that maybe that will change their mind about something as well. You never know. I just think it's very important to, especially with your professors, just to reach out, and really those are the people that have the most to teach us. They will always, you know, they're here for us, and for me that's so powerful, that there are people that have dedicated their lives just to make other people's lives better. It really does blow my mind that we have professors and DJs and people that really just want to make us better, and for me that it really blows my mind, and I have a great sense of gratitude towards people, and I feel like I might overuse it sometimes, but I feel like it's really important to make people feel, you know, appreciated, and that you're grateful for them, because, you know, people don't have to do what they do every day. Our professors don't have to go out of their way to help us or make us feel comfortable in the classroom, although, I mean, they kind of have to, but just the professors at Dominican University, they are very helpful, and I love it's the whole atmosphere, and especially being an athlete, it's, I mean, study hall, there's going to be things that we don't want to do, but we do them, and we do them to better ourselves. At the time, we don't know why we're doing the things that we're doing, or, you know, it's hard to really step back and really understand what are we doing? Why do I feel this way? But at the same time, I feel like that is the best opportunity to look inside of yourself. Say, why am I here, you know? What is my goal? What is my purpose of being a student athlete? Who am I trying? Am I trying to inspire anybody? Am I trying to lift anybody up? And that's exactly what the answer should be. I feel like I would love to be a child's inspiration. I mean, everybody goes through hardships and setbacks and delays. It's how we battle back, what we've learned, how we still choose to, you know, treat people that treat us poorly. I just love the fact that no matter who anybody else is, no matter what anybody else says to you, you are in control of everything in your life. All that we have control over is all that we can change. So why worry about, you know, people who maybe naysayers or people that we don't think believe in us? But that is the best motivation for anybody is doubt. And I truly believe that inside of us, all of our deepest fears, and I even have a tattoo of this, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure, and it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Because truly, I truly believe that anybody in any situation, if you have even made it to college, then you are doing things that you want to do. You are making movements. You are doing things that not everybody does. Not everybody goes to college. Not everybody can get a degree. It's a commitment to something. Although it's hard, it takes a lot of time and patience and work, lots and lots and lots of hard work. But if you want to be successful, that's what you've got to do. If you've got to be successful, you've got to want it more than anything else. And it's who it's for. Who's going to benefit from all of your hard work? What legacy are you going to leave? How are you going to inspire people? Are you going to inspire people? Are you going to inspire and motivate yourself? Are you going to... All I know is I'm not going to let somebody stop me. I've been given this opportunity. I've been blessed. And this is a school and college is something that we cannot take advantage of. If you do it, you better do it with 100%, because we only have one shot. And I know from experience, if you give up on something, you will forever regret giving up on something. And it's not fair for anybody to have to live with regret, especially anybody to live with regret. We should always be doing the things that we want to do, you know? We should always be doing things that make us happy, because when we live a happy life, you know, everybody around us is happy. And I've been jabbering for a little while, so I'm going to go to a quick break. You're still listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And I'm actually going to turn on one of my favorite motivational videos that I found off YouTube, made by Mutaz M about 2 years ago. So let's listen to that a little bit.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
The margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game. Every minute, every second.
to protect it. People can't do something themselves, and they want to tell you you can't.
Seems like I'm having some technical difficulties with my music here, so I will come back from my break. You have DJ Risque here with my segment, Coping on the Court. Normally, it will be from Thursdays, 2 to 3 o'clock. Today, I am recording because we've got a nice soccer game, men's and women's soccer game today. Wishing them very, very good luck. A big part of the Dominican University community is sports, and I believe that it's very important to support our other teams. So good luck, soccer, women's and men's. And I'll get back to my show. And this segment, I would like to talk a little bit about my athletic side of why I'm here, not so much about the student part, because, well, as much as my student career and all the work that I've done in the classroom has got me here, it's ultimately my scholarship has brought me to school. And basketball and all is what really it's all about to me anyway. It's not just a sport, it's taught me everything that I've ever really known, not even about myself but about life and manners and morals and respect for my elders, respect for my teammates. Teaches you teamwork, how to effectively work with people, how to communicate with people. I feel like that's more important than we will ever know, is how can we effectively communicate with people on a level that they will want to work with us. You know, we have to be able to talk to people in a way that they will want to talk to us and they will want to listen. And for me, sports has always been a way because I can allow all my aggression, I can all of my built up animosity and everything that I feel, I can just grab a basketball and I can go to any basketball court and just set my mind free. It's incredible. When you love something, when you are passionate about something, just how that something can clear your mind or erase all the bad things in your head, take away all the anxiety or stress. And for me, that's how it's always been. Honestly, I've been playing basketball just about as long as I can walk, as long as I can remember. I've been playing basketball. I've played soccer, I've played volleyball, softball, football with the boys. That was lots of fun. Definitely interesting, but boys compete at much different level than girls. Not saying that they're better, I apologize. Women, no. We are all better at different things. I love sports and what sports really teaches children and young people, especially at a young age. I feel like it's very, very, very important to get our children into things that are building very important lessons for our young people, our children. And that's getting along with people, being able to communicate, really working hard, having a dream. I remember my dream when I was little was to be in the WNBA. I mean, obviously, all young athletes dream to be in the WNBA or the NBA, and I always wanted to get a scholarship and go to college. And you know, it's funny how we all have dreams when we're little, and how we go about learning and living and making mistakes and setting ourselves back and really just taking a step back and learning from what we know. What did we do? How can we fix that? You know, how can I make this opportunity to the best that it can be for me, for myself? And it's a little bit crazy information for me. I grew up in the same town my whole life, pretty much. I was born in the same town, went to the same elementary school in that town, went to the same high school in that town. I was always in the same place. And the 1 year I did go away, I moved out of state to live with my other half of my family, and it was probably the most interesting time of my life, going from a town in California, from a population of like 60,000, to a very small town in Idaho with a population of about 500. So I automatically was this new person that everybody knew everything about, and my escape was basketball. We fortunately lived right across the street from a park with my favorite metal net. It's a perfect swishing noise. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, metal nets are, oh, swish heaven. But it's just, it's an escape. It's a place to go to forget about everything, all the stresses. And I was only 12 at this time, 13 at this time, but just remember how scared I was. And I was even with my family. How are you scared when you're with your family? How aren't you supposed to feel supported and loved? And it's funny how we can still go to those things that offer us support and find support in those things. All I know is that having a passion and knowing what you're passionate about is very helpful, you know, to get rid of our stresses and our anxieties. And man, that is seriously the most important part to me. But biggest part of being an athlete, I would say, is attitude. It's very, very, very difficult to play on a team with, well, for me it's basketball, so there's got to be at least 5 people on the court at the time. So if you think about that, maybe 10 people on a team of, I'd say 15 at the most, but that's 15 girls, 15 personalities. It's astonishing, because we have to learn. Teamwork makes us learn how to communicate effectively and efficiently with everybody, because everybody is motivated differently. Everybody is inspired by different things. We all like to be led in different ways. We all like to follow in different ways. We all like to be coached in different ways. It's super important that we take a step back from ourselves, and, you know, we really have to have, you know, a respect, and we have to be patient, because not in a team, nothing comes together in one day. There's lots of trial and there's lots of error. It's ongoing. That's why we know we practice so much before we play, is we all have to get on the same page. We all have to get on the same level. And that's what's really difficult for some people, is, you know, how do we motivate each other? How do we communicate most effectively with each other? And that can be really hard at the beginning, because, I mean, like myself, I kind of took a step back. I'm a little bit older, and I just, for me, my maturity level, I don't know, it was more difficult for me, you know, to reach out and to, I don't know, be a bigger person. But that's all I want to be. I want to be that teammate that everybody wants to, I want to be the teammate that everybody wants on their team. I want to lift you up. I just wish every teammate, you know, was more into the team than it was all about them. No doubt, having great players on the team and having great scorers and great defenders, and each piece is very important. But for me, the most powerful is the end result, the team effort, what the team can do. You never see, okay, in individual sports, we see like tennis and golf, but, you know, basketball and football, there's people making great plays, but at the end of the team, it's how effectively did we all defend and how efficiently did we attack? And it's all about what we did together. That's what I think is most powerful about sports and teamwork and bonding, is it's not about one person. It's not about one thing. As if a team, a really successful team, they all are looking out for each other. It's not one person or one player. It's everybody making that effort, and especially in practice, it's every single person putting in the work, making each other better. Every single person on the team makes the team better. It's like, well, when newcomers come in and there's going to be returners, there's like a fight for spots. It's out of respect, but at that time we shouldn't. I believe personally that we gotta come together, and we've really got to work together. It's really hard to fight an army with one person when you could go 10 against 10 or 1 against 10. And I would prefer to have a team on my back, and especially on the athletic field in any sport. It sucks to feel alone, especially in a sport, and I feel like that. Another big reason is that's where the coaches come in, you know? We are blessed to have coaches and people that have played in our field, our study, and people that are actually interested in, you know, they want to make us better. They want us to have good, successful lives, and not only because, you know, they've done it, it's because they believe in us. You know, after high school, I wasn't going to play basketball. I thought I had given up. I actually played select soccer. And I was not good at soccer. Soccer was not my passion. Basketball was always my passion. But I had let somebody take away my passion from me. And that made me bitter and angry. Why would I let somebody take something from me that I love so much? And it wasn't until about halfway through my freshman year at community college when my coach approached me and she says, I want you to play on the team. And I said, I would love to play on the team, coach. It's just somebody to just give you a little push, you know, when you may feel scared or weak. And we have to look at every opportunity. You never ever know who is on your side. How is that person motivating you? We may think that, you know, somebody's being hard on us or really tough on us, but we have to look at it in this perspective of constructive criticism, not like you're being attacked or you need to get defensive. I don't believe that anybody is really out to get each other on the basketball team or on any team. It's all about how can we make each other better. It's obviously we all want playing time and we all want to affect the game in some way, but it's about the team, because not one person can win championship. Not one person can win it for everyone. It's what everybody can do together. That's what I love about team sports so much, is it's when we celebrate together all the highs and all the lows, they're all together. It's everybody. And another part of that athletics is, you know, adapting to the new players as well, adapting to the new personalities. How can I play with this person better? How do I make them a better pass? Or where do they like to shoot? Where do they like, how do they defend? In basketball, there's so much. That's what I love about basketball. There's so much. It is so complex, and at the same time, so simple. And it's all about what we make of it. How much you have a love for something, how much time you want to put in at that something to make yourself better. And that's what I have a real respect for, is people that push and push and push. And there's always going to be setbacks. There's always going to be something in our way, a roadblock, a bridge, a boulder, a pothole, a something. And it's all about how can we as individuals get over that? How can we make the best of it and learn from it? That's the ultimate goal, is learning from and making the best of every situation that we're given in our lives. It's astonishing to think about all the things that we are put through on a daily basis, and what we still accomplish. I mean, gas prices. I mean, the cost of living. The cost of living in San Rafael. It's crazy. But we do it. We're here. We're all surviving. We're all doing a wonderful job. It's just, look at, we have to look at the positives, you know? I personally believe that we have to do things for ourselves. We have to do things that make us happy. Because at the end of the day, it's all about what makes you happy. And we have to be happy to live a happy life. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to go back to some music for you. Let's see if I can get that turned on. And DJ Risqué will be right back.
It could change the world. All I wanted was $100 million and a bad chick. Imagine this, a Muslim nights, it felt like that I had it. Back on the mattress, staring at the ceiling, try connect the dots, but it's all making those attachments. I'm talking dreaming so hard, some nights it felt like draft day, you know. My stepbrother used to flip them bags outside the crib like it was trash day. No Kim K, buddy bag, yeah, yeah. But when you're getting fast money, slow down, don't crash. With all the drive in the world, swear you still need gas. Look, think about it. Close your eyes, dream about it. Tell your team about it. Go make million-dollar schemes about it. Success is on the way, I feel it in the distance. Used to look up at the stars and be like, ain't too much that's different. I be shining, they be shining. Get your one shot, don't you miss it. What you know about waking up every day like you on a mission? And I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope and it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls, it's pretty and everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it on, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. One man could change the world. One man could change the world. My grandma told me if you write your name in stone, you'll never get the white out. I grinded out that black hole, then performed up at the White House. Standing next to Jim Carrey, we traded stories, then laughed. I said, you're not the only one I know got rich wearing masks. Where I'm from, I swear they broke. They need way more than the cast. We need more than what you have, and then we need more than that. But how I'm supposed to say I'm tired if that girl from West Virginia came up in conditions that I couldn't survive? Went to war, came back alive. On top of that, became a female black captain. When being black, you had the extra, extra try. Way before James Brown made us proud, she bought a crib on the same street as Marvin Gaye, right there on how to drive. And she taught me how to drive. And she raised the kids, then the kids' kids. And she did it right. Taught me how to love, taught me not to cry. When I die, I hope you teach me how to fly. All my life, you've been that angel in the sky. Saying, I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls, it's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. When you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing, that one man can change the world. That one man can change the world. Good.
I love you, Grandma.
Bye.
Man, DJ Risqué back here at the radio for you. That was one of my favorite songs, One Man Can Change the World by Big Sean. Just to recap for you, this is DJ Risqué. You are listening to Coping on a Court. The last part of my show today I'd like to talk about would be the family aspect of being a student athlete and what family and friends and support has done for me and in my journey and my road. I certainly believe that without the people in our lives, you know, it's motivating, it's inspiring, it definitely depends on, you know, who is supporting us, how do they motivate us to be better? How do we want to have better lives for these people, with these people? And for me, it's, I've always grown up, I was raised by a single mother. She did not get a degree, unfortunately. Instead of getting degrees, she's had my older brother and myself. And I could only imagine how hard that would be to give up your goals for little stinky buggers that smell. But that is another reason for me why I push so hard, and I realize that, you know, the things that we all go through, there's reasons for that. There's very, very, very justifiable reasons for the things that we put ourselves through. Who are you doing it for? What are you doing it for? If you're not doing it for yourself or your family, what are you doing? And for me, it's, I want to be the first person in my family to get a bachelor's degree. I want to inspire my future children. To me, that is the most powerful thing in the world. How I will maybe be able to get a degree and get an education, something I never thought I would ever have. And maybe I would inspire my children to have that as well, to want to be the best versions of themselves that they can be. And I truly believe that education and knowledge is power. You know, the more things you know, the more people you can communicate with, the more resources you have, the more thoroughly that you can talk to people too, you know, the more they're gonna want to talk to you and interact with you. And for me, it's everything in my life. People that have shut me down. I remember vividly my sixth grade teacher. She would always hark on me for everything I would do. I would draw with my tongue out, and she'd whack me in the back of the head and make me bite my tongue. Ah, I'll never forget that lady, but she taught me more than any other teacher that I would ever have. It's teaching somebody, maybe not through the best way, but definitely a way of teaching them, is, you know, what makes other people upset? What did I do wrong to make this person act that way towards me? But that is exactly when we have to step outside of ourselves, because it's not ourselves. If somebody wants to bring us down, it's not because of anything that we have done. It's not your fault. You know, that's the most important part of, for me, realizing that if somebody wants to make a personal attack on me, what is going on with them? What makes you think that you have to personally attack me? You know, so it's hard not to take things personal, but in honestly, in this world, it's the most important part. We have to realize that not everybody is out to get us. Everybody wants their own thing. And even our families, when we may believe that, you know, our mothers or our fathers are asking things of us that are crazy, things that they have never done, that is exactly why they are expecting it from us. They have never done it. They want the best for their children. And that, it blows my mind, and I'll never, ever, ever give up. Nobody will ever get in my way. Nobody will ever stop me, because my support system, my family, is stronger and motivates me more than anything in this world. And I will stop at nothing to make those people proud of me. And not only make them proud of me, but proud of myself. That I can accomplish things, that I can fail so much and then turn around and learn from my failures. To get knocked down hundreds of times and get right back up. That's what I found so powerful in my motivational video, and I'll play a little bit more of that in my next break. But it's all about, how do we learn from our experiences and the people that hurt us? Every experience is a lesson. It's all about how we learn from our lessons. What is this experience teaching me? What am I supposed to learn from this? Who am I supposed to help from this? Am I supposed to? That is what is so powerful to me. Nobody knows what their true purpose is. We have to find our purpose inside of ourselves. And that's what we find every day. Every day when we are tested, do we not sleeping or not being able to eat, not comfortable in our own skin, our own environment, where we got a scholarship, or you know, our girlfriends, we're fighting with our girlfriends. We're all going through different things. We all have to take a step back and realize what we are doing. We have to be conscientious of each other and in each other's thoughts and feelings. It's camaraderie. I would love to be everybody's friend. I would love to be able to see somebody not happy and make them smile. It is so important to me that everybody needs somebody. Everybody just needs a little something, and I truly believe that it's so important for people to be there for other people and to just encourage instead of bringing them down when we are nervous or insecure or desperate or scared. Instead of lashing out on other people, maybe reaching out to those people and asking the questions that they are too scared to ask. And on that note, I'm just going to take a very, very quick break. I want to play a little bit more of this motivational video because I think it is very important. Just overall, it makes me feel very happy and confident. And I'd like to share that right now. So DJ Risqué will be right back after this break.
Just decide.
Why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why. Why? Why can't I do that?
What did you say to the kid? It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit. And keep moving forward. How much you can take. And keep moving forward. Get up. Get up.
Get up. And don't ever give up.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us. Or we can fight our way back. Into the light. We can climb out of hell. One inch at a time.
To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before.
Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
If you are not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not point your fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Because every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature now.
I'm gonna show you how great I am.
The 17th chapter of St. Luke, it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure.
Now, what are you gonna do?
Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
All right, again, that was my motivational video from Matsu's M, made about 2 years ago, that I found on YouTube, and I always find that video for me very, 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 very powerful. The last two times I actually listened to that video and was in my last two basketball games. We were playing for the playoffs, and I listened to him the first time. I was the team captain, so I brought everybody into the room, and I said, "All right, y'all, let's listen to this video." And for me, every excuse that we may have, that video just shows you what are you scared of? What are your limits? What are your fears? You shouldn't have limits. You shouldn't have fears. We should never put limits on ourselves, because humans, we literally can do anything we want to do. If there's a will, there is a way. It's been proven in every field, in every aspect of this world. If there's something that somebody wants to do, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. It's astonishing to see every day all the new discoveries and all the new people, all the new successes. Girl, it's crazy. It's all about how hard we want to work. How badly do you want it? How badly do you want whatever it is that you want? Do you want it more than you want to eat? Do you want it more than you want to sleep? Well, I want you to want to eat and sleep, because those are actually really, really important. But how badly do you want to be successful? How badly do you want to win? For me, it's I want so badly to make my mom proud. I will stop at nothing. I literally will stop at nothing to make my mom proud. No matter how much it hurts, no matter what I have to go through, I'm going to make my wife and my mom proud. Whatever that takes. And I truly believe that if we have those people in our lives that lift us up, that test us every single day, not only in bad ways, good ways, you know, frustrate us. Another big part of motivation is frustration. Somebody doubted me. Somebody questioned me. I'm going to show you how great I am. I'm going to show you. I feel like everybody should use that. You should want to show everybody how great you are every single day. You should want to make yourself better every single day. It's so important to me to let people know how important they are. Everybody is important to somebody. And on the basketball court, that is where I feel most important. That is what my show is about how basketball and how being on the court and how being a student athlete has shaped and shifted my life, opened all of the right doors, even opened some wrong doors. But that's what life is about. Learning, living, accepting, tolerating, adapting, being uncomfortable, not eating, not sleeping. We have to learn what works. We have to learn what doesn't work. And it's all about finding and developing yourself all at one time. It's a beautiful process. But that's when we have to step back, take away from ourselves for just a moment, and look at all the beautiful things that we have. A beautiful relationship, a family, a dog, a teacher, a professor, a car. You have your health. You have a good attitude. You can have any attitude that you want at any time of the day. You just have to make it that way. Express gratitude. Express love. Express all the things that make us feel good. Make everybody else feel good too. What is it stopping? What is it harming for making other people feel good, other than to make yourself feel good? Honestly, my segment is all about how not only basketball, but the support of our friends and our people, and what, you know, teamwork and friendship, because that essentially is all that teamwork is a cohesive friendship. It's How much do you respect the person next to you? I'd literally rip the shirt off my back for any one of my teammates. My new teammates, my old teammates. It's we fought together, we bled together, we sweat together. It's a commitment. If you're making a commitment even to be in college, you're making that commitment. Stay true to yourself and never lose yourself. Never lose yourself. If that is any message that DJ Risqué has for you, is never lose yourself or who you are. Because like Mariah Carey says, you are beautiful. And I like to say, I will be here back next Thursday from 2 to 3. And I will hoping that you all will be listening. And if you have any questions or concerns, I would love to answer them. But I don't think that will be happening anytime soon. So again, this is DJ Risqué with Coping on the Court. And I will talk to you shortly. Oh, and do not forget to tune in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.